The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. It's Friday. I'll be joined by my main man, Blake. It's going to be a fun, breezy baseball day of all proportions. But like I said, we're presented by, well, not presented, we are hoop-ball.com. Make sure to go over there, check out the website, get some awesome playoff journals from our man Aaron Bruschi, who, by the way, like, this guy might end the year like 62% on the NBA. The top man, top dog himself, founder, president, creator. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've never seen a run of any sorts ever. And if that's not a reason to buy a wager pass alone, I don't really have anything else to try to sell you. I mean, if that doesn't do it, then I'm not sure what would. Blake, if you were investing in, you know, something, would you do it for a singular purpose of a high success rate and ROI of just that alone?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Especially going into it. Yeah. If you know that going into it.
Exactly. It's the proof is in, people say pudding, but I like to say pastry. So I tend to eat more pastries than pudding.
I'm more of a pastry man myself.
Yeah.
Don't know the last time I had pudding.
I do love pudding. what's banana pudding with vanilla wafers?
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Or Oreo. Anything Oreo you can sign me up for. So, like I said, we're going to talk about baseball. We will get out of the pastry and pudding talk, I promise. we do have to make sure to talk about two other entities that make this show superb and possible. And that's Manscaped.com. The Lawnmower 4.0 just came out. It's crazy because I think the first lawnmower we talked about on this podcast when we all started this whole thing, it was, I think it might have been the 2.0. I think it just released. So all the way up to the 4 banger now. And it's just as good as ever. And I've personally got one. Like I said, I got the early unboxing for it. I was able to cut this sick stash into my face with it. And you can do the same. They got this new complete care kit that they revitalized. It's a little more geared toward your derriere and your downstairs. But it is a marvelous product. I'm getting myself one. I'm gonna see if Papa Dan's got the hookup for me. But I gotta try all these products out. They're gonna get so much of my money, especially with summertime coming up. Y'all gotta clean up and use promo code HoopBall20 to do that. You get 20% off. You get free shipping. I know. I hate paying for shipping on anything. I can spend $200. But if I got to pay $2 for some shipping, I riot and I protest. So we take care of the shipping for you. Let them know we sent you and get your lawn mowed. I mowed my lawn yesterday, my actual lawn though, like with grass. Like it stopped raining for the first time in a week and some days. So I was able to get out there and mow my yard.
That's exciting.
It is.
Being a real human being.
I know. All right. Blake, we have some things that we were looking at on my bookie, who is the other entity, you know, but I think folks know that by now. Well, maybe not the new listeners. I know we get new listeners all the time. So welcome in, become often listeners and become part of this family. My bookie site, you said you were looking through some stuff. You got some awesome free play. I opened my account and they gave me a $10 casino chip. So I'm going to try to win me a couple units with that bad boy. That's just like one of the cool things that they do.
Yeah, I got the 25 free spins or whatever on some casino game no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And I spent 10 minutes, pressed the spin button 25 times and made $5.75.
Dang. Look at that. And that's something that was free. So pretty much got like a free, almost I got $6.
Free couple bucks, yeah.
Hey, and who, I mean, everyone's got different bankrolls. So that could be a couple units for some people. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Okay. I'm kind of distracted right now because I'm looking through some awesome baseball stuff. Today's card, we talked about not a ton of value as a bettor, but if we're looking at this card, you know, there are some things to find, and then there are angles that can be had. We just got to get there, and that's what we're here for. I mean, we obviously aren't betting on everything today. It seems like I've been betting on everything, but the fact is we got to be diligent. And did I tell you I just hit my first five bet in like probably 4 months?
No, what was it? Was it yesterday?
A couple days ago, I think it was. But it was the Indians. It was Bieber's start.
Bieber, oh, yeah, it was under 3.5 or whatever.
Yeah, not Turnbull. Who was it? It was a lefty on the mound. Boyd. I think Boyd went into the sixth or the seventh. He went 6 1/3 or something. So
yeah, I saw that the Indians scored in the first round, I believe it was, and then nobody scored after that.
Yeah, and then I think it was the bottom of the sixth someone scored. But anyways, yeah, so I kind of harnessed some of your energy on that first five bet. You know, with Shane Bieber, it's just kind of, you know, he's been roughed up a little lately, but I found that bounce back spot. And I think there's a couple bounce back spots in today's card. And maybe we uncover some stuff that we do like throughout this rough card. We do have a game that's going to be overlaid. Blake, quit distracting me with the Discord stuff. I see you posting about games. Cincinnati and Chicago is going to be at 120. And when I say Chicago, the Cubs are going to be in the north side of Chicago. Heavy, heavy, heavy weather we're expecting.
Yeah.
Like there's – well, you just posted in Discord two more games that we need to keep on our radar as far as rain.
Yeah.
And then
this whole country's raining right now.
You see this wind 20 miles per hour in.
Yeah, blowing in.
I'm going to take the over.
Dude, yeah, everyone wants to take the under, and of course, that's the natural tendency.
Dude, 6.5, it is such a low number.
But you think Vegas doesn't know what they're doing?
Right.
You don't think they post that low number on purpose?
And we have historical data.
Yeah.
For like many of years, like decades worth of data. Like this is one of the most tracked sports trends, I would say. You know, in Wrigley Field wind affecting over and unders. So 6.5 is such a ridiculously low number. It's actually, you know, over is getting the shade of -110 versus the -105 to under. Cincinnati +160. Alzale is on the mound for the Cubbies. Vladimir Gutierrez is going to be making his debut this season for the Reds. The righty-on-righty matchup. Alzale with his 4.29 ERA, 2-4 record. Now, I know his peripherals are probably slightly better than what the base stat line would present. He's had a couple really solid starts recently. You know, giving the Cubs some fuel. I think he was the reason they won his last start or the start before that. He just had a really great performance. And I'm seeing a good grade on the Cincinnati Reds. And this is where my eye kind of popped at first. And we probably shouldn't spend too much time on this. So I apologize, Blake. But because it starts here in 15-ish, 20 minutes. So the overlay is going to be ridiculous. But yeah, I would say there's a lot of value on the Reds if this game even gets played, but I don't think that anyone should be investing money on it, because the chances are that this game gets played in its entirety, highly unlikely to happen.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, I had the same thought when I was kind of gandering over everything this morning. Kind of skipped past it. I do like Alzolay a lot, though. I think he's a lot better than his ERA shows. Yeah. And Gutierrez, who knows?
Yeah, I don't have anything on him.
No, I looked at his minor league stuff. He's been bad most of his career until this year. He's been good.
Yeah.
But minor leagues just started a month ago.
Right. So. Small sample size. It's great. He's getting brought up that when we're seeing this a lot, of these debuts are happening. There's a huge influx in it. And we saw it last year. It was something that I talked about. I remember last year seeing the influx of debuts and people being called up because of the short rosters, people being in and out, whatever. Like, this is just kind of a continuation of that, I think. And I'm enjoying it because we're getting more things to keep an eye out on. We're also getting more, you know, wild card variables. But yeah, I think this is a game that is easily a game that, you know, you could stay away from. I think tonight you got to start and see like what's going to be soggy, you know, what's getting the most drain. And
this whole country's going to be soggy.
I think Pittsburgh's got some decent weather.
Nope.
No, you're right.
In Pittsburgh.
Last time I checked.
About 70% rain. Chance of rain.
Yep, 61 degrees.
At the Washington Nationals, about 80% chance of rain. Cleveland's at 30. New York's at 80%.
Checking Boston.
Dude, it's brutal.
Possible light rain.
Man, White Sox probably rained out.
What do we do?
We get domes. We play at dome games like Seattle and Arizona.
Minnesota is clear. So the Royals.
I bet they're not as much fun for you to handicap anymore, are they?
No.
I bet you liked it a lot more the first.
No, I've been betting against them. I took Tampa Bay in the wager pass yesterday.
Yeah, but it's fun when they're winning.
It is, but they aren't winning on the road. I looked at their road stuff. Man, they're so terrible on the road. So listeners, in case you haven't noticed yet, today's going to be like, we're going to be chatting a lot today. Like, we'll probably be breaking down stuff like in a more obscure way, like talking about different numbers, maybe different stats, splits, opinions on teams, maybe some prospects. Like, it's just going to be a hodgepodge is what I'm saying. It's a crock pot dinner. And tonight is going to be soggy. That's all we can say. Okay, so let's figure out how to navigate this. Let's start with a dome game. Houston is a dome, right? They're indoor. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
They got a dome.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
It's too hot to not have a dome there.
Minute Maid definitely, I thought was a dome. So this is an interesting one. 7:10 Central, accordingly to your time zones. I'm terrible at math, so I'm not going to do that for y'all. Danielson Lamet making his, I think this will be his second start, and he looked good in his return. Framble Valdez. Honestly, I think this is going to be the shot in the arm that Houston needs, and I love seeing him come back for Dusty Baker's ball club because I am high on Houston. I think they win the World Series this year. I think they get to the World Series, and I think they win their division. So getting this guy back in a key spot against San Diego, San Diego coming off some extra inning performances. They had two in a row against Milwaukee. So I think there could be some gassing going on there. And with Houston at home, they're still set as the underdog at +105. And I'm looking here, I might do something even crazier and look at the run line of -1.5. I'm seeing it +180 and +175 on my bookie. So -1.5 for Houston. And I know this is such a blind wild card thing to do, but Framber, like I said, a strong ox lefty. And I think his power can match San Diego's power in his return here. And there's a lot of guys to be looking out for as far as designations in their injuries. Brantley still questionable. Yordan Alvarez questionable. Machado probable. He got upgraded from his tight shoulder injury. And then Nola just hit the IL for San Diego, which he was getting hot and he's got power. So that's a decent downgrade to take into account. And I think this will be a really great baseball game in general. This is, two of the best, better teams, in the upper echelons of the major leagues, I would say.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You've kind of talked me into the Astros there.
That was the point.
Well, yeah. I was feeling very indifferent about it.
Yeah.
But you talked me into the Astros. They're coming off that two-game series against the Dodgers, but they had yesterday off.
Yeah, and they underperformed against the Dodgers.
They won the second game, didn't they?
I remember them winning one.
Yeah, they won the second game 5-2.
And then that was coming off of a three-game sweep losing effort against the Rangers.
Yeah, so, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that was, just kind of a weird blip. And a lot of extra innings for the Padres in Milwaukee. They're still on the road, and Milwaukee is a long way from Houston. So I think these guys could be tired.
I'm kind of talking myself into the over in my head on this one.
The over, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think there was so much hype around Danielson Lamet a couple of years ago, but he hasn't. Is this his first?
This will be his second or third start. I can't remember.
This will be his
second.
Oh, no, he started a bunch earlier in the year.
Oh, did he?
Four. Yeah, but he was like an opener.
Oh, okay.
He started four games, two innings each game. So he's pitched nine total innings.
I think they're going to start ramping him up. That's what they were trying to save some of his innings, I know, is what they put out there in, San Diego media or whatever.
Yeah. But, so he's not like a traditional starter today, is he? Or is he an opener?
No.
I'm not sure.
Good question. What resource could we get on that?
I don't know. I haven't found one, to be honest. Even Twitter's not very good at it.
Because when DraftKings puts pitchers into the pool, they'll label which guys are going to be openers.
See, stupid Idaho. I can use DraftKings, but I don't because I can't do DFS.
Yeah.
I just completely forget DraftKings even exists.
That is so lame.
Stupid.
All right. So hold on. Bear with me while I'm just going to.
No worries. This. I do like the over in this game, though, especially with Tatis playing. He's been mashing lately.
He has.
And he's been playing horrible defense.
And
the Astros can hit with the best of them.
Danielson Lamet. It's got him at 7,000, which is like, right, that's starting pitcher salary, and it doesn't have opener. It's got a P with him saying, pitcher.
I like that over even more now.
Designation is Garrett Cole, Walker Buehler, Ian Anderson.
Okay. Well, the more he's out there, the more I like the over.
I'm not seeing any openers as far as any of these games. So
what's crazy about the Astros is they're better against lefties than they are righties.
They have good individual hitters against lefties.
It's crazy.
Yordan Alvarez and Brantley alone.
Yeah, against lefties. And Altuve's batting like 350 or something against lefties.
And then you got guys like Miles Straw And then Martin Maldonado, who only produces whenever he's hitting against a lefty.
Yeah, they're, and they're lower guys. Catcher.
So but, those guys and Tucker, like those three, if you notice every game against lefties, that bottom of the lineup's usually what, you know, where the craziness comes from.
Yeah, I agree. They're just good top to bottom. But they're going against Lamet today, who's a righty.
Yeah.
And they still have three guys that hit over 300 against righties, even though that's their worst half.
Right.
Or, I mean, their worst side.
And then Alvarez is just only getting, you know, more and more, or not Alvarez, I'm sorry, Altuve, more and more back to, you know, Jose Altuve form. He was, the beginning of the season was bad.
Yeah, no, he's been real good lately. Last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What's the Astros? Astros total runs is only over 3.5.
Really?
-140, though, for the over.
I'm in love with that run line play. The more I look at it.
Yeah, I'm getting there, too.
Plus 180.
I might just take the money line, though, minus 120.
But, yeah, oh, yeah, I'll be there, too. Huh. And I honestly don't know how I feel about a total play, so you might be talking me in. You know, and then the Padres bullpen's going to be a little gas. You know, they had to use a lot of arms.
Yeah, they've come off two games.
They,
right,
it was
said?
Yesterday that they played, or was it? Yeah, it was.
The Padres played yesterday. I'm not sure if it went into extras.
Yeah, that was the one that went into extras because I had two plays on the Padres in the wager pass. I had them run line and then them straight up. So,
oh, yeah, yesterday they went 10.
Yeah, and then the one before that I think was 11.
But they do have the best bullpen in baseball, according to ERA.
Yeah, but that's what got them the extras those two games. Their bullpen collapsed. Stanton alone. Stanton was rough, and he's usually one of the best bullpen relievers in the majors.
Oh, yeah, he gave up those three runs, didn't he?
Yeah, in the
seventh.
Seventh, yeah.
See, this kind of plays not – I may not put in the wager pass, but it's definitely a tally set kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Well, shoot, I might need your help to get me that trifecta. Because
I'm
going to
do it right now as we're speaking.
Yeah. All right. I'll lock it in, too. Just a middling point here. So I found this awesome college website. It's got FBS and FCS football. It's got college baseball, college softball, women's and men's basketball. And it's got in-depth stuff. It's called Warren, like Warren Sapp, and then Nolan, like Nolan Ryan.com. WarrenNolan.com. Blake and I, or mostly I, but Blake knows what I'm going to be getting into towards the end of the show. But I'm just kind of looking through it right now, and I got to say, I might be in love here. Might be in love. I got goosebumps. Like, it's that kind of thing.
Bring up the website right now.
It's they got a live scoreboard. And it's right up my alley.
You think those are named after Warren Sapp and Nolan Ryan?
I think it honestly might be the two people that started this thing. That'd be my guess. That's cool. Down at the bottom, they have a corrections link, like where you can send them, you know, where they effed up.
Oh, we could use one of those.
Yeah, we could. I do. You know, I'm very open about getting fact checked. You know, I want that to be like, because I want to know if I say something stupid or wrong, you know, because chances are, listeners, I'm sorry. But
yeah, you could have used it in the Discord yesterday. Wasn't that yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Apparently, the St. Louis Cardinals are playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah. It's a game of ages.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And the play missed by a hook. So I had a lot of tough losers yesterday.
I noticed you had a lot of pushes.
Uh-huh. I had like one or two at least.
Yeah, you had two yesterday, I believe it was.
Two freaking pushes. Two, I think that lost by like a hook. I mean, the Giants is a plus 165 underdog, lost by one run. So that kind of blew.
Yeah.
But all right, let's get into more baseball games. Oh, yeah, no, tally site stuff. Did you lock yours in? You said you did?
I think I went to your website, and I can't remember if I actually did it or not.
Hoop Ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
And now I'm lost. Yeah, I think I did it.
All right. I got mine in there. All right. Let's briefly jump here. We'll breeze through just because there's a lot of weather. But I want to familiarize, listeners, ourselves, whatever. Colorado-Pittsburgh, I was on Colorado -115. It shot up to -130. It opened at -130, so it's just up, down, up. Over-under's 7.5. We are expecting rain in this one. John Gray on the mound, 4-4 record, 3.43 ERA. Mitch Keller, the reason why I'm so heavy on the Rockies today, because Mitch Keller's terrible. He's 2-6. And I think he's actually worse at home than he is on the road with his splits. So PNC, a park where Colorado historically, last few years has had some success in. I think some of their guys are starting to get their act together. And Charlie Blackman not looking like a south of the Mendoza line hitter any longer. He's actually back to looking like Charlie Blackman. But like I said, we're expecting rain. I think it could push out decently. So this game I could see getting all the way through. But I would want to take over 7.5 just because Mitch Keller's on the mound. But with how bad and inefficient both these offenses have been, you know, I think Pirates coming out of that series with the Cubs, the unders hit more times than not in that series. I think the last two games went under. And the Rockies, we talk about their inefficiencies on the road all the time, Blake. So I'm trying to figure out where I want to settle in on the total. But as far as the side goes, Colorado, I think that's where I like to be.
Guess what the Rockies away record is. I'll give you a hint. They play 23 games.
Well, I know they've won less than double digit. So
it's crazy.
Nine.
A lot nine lower. Wins. Divide that by three. They're at 3-20 on the road.
They've won 3 road games.
According to MLB.com/standings, they are 3-20 on the road.
What about their last few road games? I bet that, they're on an uptick right here.
I feel like there's no way you can have that low of a winning percentage on the
road.
Yeah,
look, they've won 1 in their last 4 road games. So
25%. That is an uptick. 25% is an uptick.
You know, they won the first game against the Mets in New York, and then they lost the next 3, 3-1, 1-0, 4-2. So
that's nuts. I don't believe it. It's hard to believe.
Look, they're getting better on the road.
They are getting
still
better.
Still not scoring runs, though. But, I mean, that Mets pitching staff, you know, that's the only bright spot. Stroman is stroking, that's for sure. Pittsburgh, they've lost 5 in a row at least. I'm just looking at their last 5 here. 1-9 in their last 10. They've only won 8 home games. So maybe some balancing out to do here for Colorado.
I agree. I feel like the money line should be more than -115 though.
So what if we look at like a run line? Yeah, I don't think I can do run line because their offense. We can't
back. Yeah, that implies they have to score at least 2 runs on the road.
Yeah. And I would not be shocked if this was a 1-0 game.
Yeah. Mitch Keller has been awful at home, you're right. He's allowed 21 earned runs. He's got an over 9 ERA at home.
On the road, he's probably like his ERA is less than 10, right?
On the road, yeah, it was like 5 or something.
Yeah. He's terrible at home.
Yeah, I wonder why.
How many home runs does he give up at home?
Oh, you're making me go back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were stealing.
Oh, geez.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I was going to try to call out a dinger shot.
You want
maybe like Ryan McMahon?
I'm back. Home, he's only allowed 2 home runs at home.
Yeah.
But 21 earned runs.
Wonder why. He gives up a crap ton of, I bet his whip is high, and then he gives up a crap ton of extra base hits. He walks guys, and then it's doubles and doubles and doubles.
Yeah, he's walked guys and given up more hits.
His at-bats are probably long. Like, he throws a ton of pitches.
I'd be interested to find exactly why he's so bad at home.
I doubt he's made it 4 full innings. And this is just me thinking, like, off of what I've seen, what I recall from box score, you know, numbers. I doubt he's gone 4 full innings in a start at home this year.
He's gone 5 innings twice. But for the most part, you are correct. Those were one-offs. Or 2 offs, I guess.
Well, 5 still ain't. I mean, 5 is, I guess, in today's standard, and I hate it. I wish our starters were going 7.
Yeah, no, 5 is still average.
Like, if you go 5, you're getting champagne when you get back to the clubhouse. Freaking, like.
Yeah, I hate it too.
It's made the game so soft.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you know why pitching's dominating right now? Because guys aren't going 7 innings like they used to. Let guys go 7 innings. Like, granted, we'll have a lot more injuries. But, like, they're going to get roughed up and we're going to have more runs. Like,
yeah, but there's also not a lot of science behind a lot of that.
Yeah, it's just like, fluff.
Yeah, we don't know anything about pitching or the arm or what causes injuries. Nobody knows a damn thing.
Yeah. I definitely don't.
No. I mean, it's crazy.
I know Tommy John's surgery sucks.
I'm sure it does.
Speaking of injuries and pitchers and arms, you know, kind of a big news, and I already put it in the Discord, but Soroka not coming back for the Braves this year.
Yeah, that wasn't actually his arm, though. I saw. I thought
it was his Achilles.
His Achilles.
Yeah, which was the injury that he had last year.
Was it the leg he pushes off of?
I don't remember. I was watching the game because Ira and I, former hosts, we had a big play on the Braves against the Mets, and he came up to field a ground ball in like the first inning. And he turned towards first. I think it was his right foot. Yeah. So he planted to throw the ball to first, and he just kind of collapsed.
Huh.
So
doesn't make them look very athletic, does it?
No, no. But Achilles, man, like Achilles and hamstring injury. Like,
oh, no, I'm sure.
So finicky. Like,
Achilles injuries just gross me out.
Yeah. Ugh. I hate that stuff for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Kobe did his and he hit those free throws. Ugh. Ugh. Takes a lot of strength to do that. So anyways, yeah, Colorado, Pittsburgh, don't expect a lot of runs. Miami, Boston. I'm going to be brief here. I've got one play on it because I've got to pick the Boston stuff. You know, Boston, Kansas City. Boston, -1.5 on the run line. I've been getting into these run line bets a lot more lately. Been finding some success with it. The plus money is always enticing. So if I definitely find a spot that I think I like, it's easy to back it a little more because the value is a little bit more immense, in my opinion. So Boston -1.5 at +120. Perez on the mound. He's up and down. He's a lefty. Miami does not hit lefties well. And then they're also down Brian Anderson. They've had to bring up Isan Diaz up, who is purely a stopgap defensive player. He doesn't really hit the ball. They're down another player that I can't recall of at the moment. Miami just does not score a ton of runs. Poteet, he's got a low ERA right now, but not a ton of innings thrown for the season. He's a righty. Boston is at home. Again, weather. So keep that in mind. If you want to place bets on these games, you know, like it just depends on what the sports book's going to do. If they give you your money back, if they roll it over to the next, I don't know. Like everyone's situation is a little different. But the weather in this one, the East Coast is getting hammered. So do with that what you will. But I like Boston purely in this matchup to cover by 2 runs.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. The Red Sox just mashed righties, and I don't know who this Poteet guy is.
Yeah.
He's got good Poteet numbers, but that means nothing.
Yeah. The numbers are there until they just get thrown back in your face when you try to use them.
The Red Sox crush righties, Bogarts and J.D. Martinez alone.
Devers, Verdugo. They're getting so much production. Just getting Christian Vasquez back also. I think they've got another guy, Hernandez. Can't remember his first. But, I mean, they're like 10 hitters deep right now. Hunter Renfro, you know, he's been hitting again. He does well against righties typically. So a lot of forgotten names, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Red Sox in this one a lot.
Milwaukee and Washington, Brett Anderson, John Lester, 2 lefties. Both of these teams prefer to hit lefties, I would say. Their power matches up. Willy Adames is a good lefty hitter. Urias, a low-key guy for the Brewers that could have some success tonight with his 680 OPS. Yan Gomes, Starlin Castro, Josh Harrison, Ryan Zimmerman, Trey Turner, all hit over 330 against lefties. Trey Turner hits 410 with his 880 OPS, 820 OPS for Josh Harrison, 895 for Zimmerman. I freaking hate the Washington Nationals. But every time I see spots like this, I'm like, I have to bet them. And again, we're getting rain in this ball game again, y'all. I was terrible in picking the Brewers results in the San Diego Padres series. Washington has screwed me over a couple times. You know, I tend to lose bets on them a lot. I'll pull up my performance. Look, I'm 4-8 on moneyline picks on Washington, 33%. I'm 33% on spread picks, 3-6, 36% on over-unders. I'm a little bit better on Milwaukee over-unders, 9-6, and I'm 60% on those. I would say over, just because the lefties in play, John Lester, he could give up 6 runs alone. And the Nationals, I, again, want to go with their team total, but I've been burnt too many times, and I've sucked at that in the past. So I'm going to leave the team total off the board, but I think the over's in play for me.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was leaning before we started the show. But I don't think this game's going to take place anyway.
Yeah,
they're expecting heavy rain in Washington, and they don't have a dome. Right. John Lester needs to be out of the league. He is not good anymore. You know what blows me away is how bad Juan Soto is against lefties. It's batting what, 211.
But for his career, I think he's over 300.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
He's going to take off eventually. I mean, against everybody.
Like, yeah.
The guy is just such a pure hitter. Atlanta, New York Mets. I actually got a decent pitching matchup here, but again, it's East Coast. It's the Mets. We're going to have rain in this one too. You know, I would love to see this matchup come to fruition with Anderson and Walker, Tyon Walker. Under would definitely be in play for me, just because the Mets pitching staff throughout, the Mets batting is terrible. Dominic Smith was another big loss for them. He is probably one of their smartest hitters, and he is not looking to be healthy anytime soon. Then you got Marcell Ozuna out for the Braves. So first looks, you know, I'd expect, you know, I might play a little more safe and harness a little of your energy there, Blake, and go first 5 under. But, you know, loose opinion on this game for me.
Yeah, I was leaning under as well. It's probably going to be rained out, but it doesn't matter. I was leaning under. Tyon Walker's been a little bit better than I was expecting.
Yeah.
He's Ian Anderson,
up to ERE.
Yeah. I've been excited about Ian Anderson for a while. I was trying to trade for him in a dynasty league.
Yeah.
And the man would not budge, so I never got him. But I like the end of this one. Mets don't score at home. The Braves don't score on the road. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be windy. It's going to be gross.
I might just put the under 7 in, thinking that they stretch this
game. Yeah, hopefully they somehow make it.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's going to be a lot of usage on people. Like, it's just going to be like a weird, inconsistent, can't get in a rhythm kind of game.
Yeah.
So that, you know, out of the rain games, you know, this is one where I'll try to do that, you know, and it's just the offenses, like you said, they don't score at home. They don't score on the road. And yeah, that's how we feel about this one.
Can you put the Mets total runs under 2.5 is plus 100.
Oh my God.
So disrespectful.
Oh my God. Wow. You know, it would almost be worth it to buy the runs, buy it down to 1 run, and just take the minus 200 juice. Like, do you think they could squeak? I was saying it would still not be worth it, is what I was saying.
They'd have to score. These are professional hitters. They've dedicated their lives to hitting a baseball, and nobody thinks they can even score 2 runs. That's Mets bullpen is actually pretty good.
Mets bullpen is like towards the top of the.
Yeah, it is. Atlanta's pretty middling.
Yeah.
Bad-ish. Yeah, I'd lean under 7 here on this one.
I agree. Baltimore, White Sox. I hate that this one's going to get rained out because.
Rain, yeah.
I was actually excited for a couple different points in this one. You know, I was looking at some White Sox run line. You know, they're one of the better teams in the majors on that aspect. But yeah, it's going to get rained out.
I'm kind of glad it's getting rained out because I was really favoring the Orioles, even though I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I was leaning that way.
Live update. Red Stockings and the Cubbies have 0 runs through 1 1/3 innings.
Sure do. I like the Sozzle kid.
Yeah, I do too.
I picked him up in fantasy just the other day.
Yeah. Hey, if you ever come across an empty spot in the middle of the season, you need someone to take over a team. I'm talking all to everybody right here. Yeah. I think I did it like a couple years ago, and I got the team from like 7th to 3rd, and that was like my only experience with fantasy baseball. I only reason I didn't get any this year is because I like to play in leagues and stuff where I like know the people and stuff, so I have high standards. So you know, just kind of I'm still waiting for that exposure pop.
Well, Miles in our Discord is in my league now.
Oh, is he?
So that's me and a bunch of family / friends / coworkers and him.
Heck yeah. Well, maybe next year
we can
roll me on in there.
Let's do it.
Yankees, Detroit. I was actually looking forward to this one. Is Detroit expecting rain too?
I don't think so. It was like 10% or something.
Okay, cool. So we can actually talk about this one.
Yeah, that might actually work out.
Garrett Cole, Casey Mize. Casey Mize's ERA like a week and a half ago, so 2 or 3 starts ago, 3 tops, was 7. You know, it was around the 7 mark, and I believe he was 0-3. The kid is now 3-3 with a sub-4 ERA at 3.42. His peripherals were terrible, but now they're starting to come back to earth. Garrett Cole, we know who he is. I think we have a pitcher's duel here. I think this kid's going to show out. We're going to see some Kerry Wood kind of gumption. And I think, man, like I'm crazy because it's Garrett Cole. Like I'm not trying to officially say it, but like I would not be shocked if Detroit somehow pulled out a home, you know, blind squirrel finding a nut upset, you know, against the Yankees. It is going to be cold, 48 degrees. Wind is coming in at 17 miles per hour. So I am on the under already in this game, under 7. So, I'm excited for the arms.
Yeah, I was actually leaning under as well, and I was kind of thinking about backing the Tigers. +1.5 is +140. Mm. You don't see a lot of +140s on +1.5.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Hicks, I must have missed or forgotten this, but Aaron Hicks is out for the season. Luke Voit, he's on the 10-day IL. So some gaps in the offensive production. And Yankees against righties, they get a pretty decent downtick.
I think Aaron Judge is like the only one who really hits righties well, right?
He actually dips below his 300 average to 263. Brett Gardner gets an upgrade. He gets over the Mendoza line to 224 from his 198. And then you got Stanton, who he goes from 282 to 283. Urshela goes 277 to 288. So they got guys under the Mendoza line. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 to 4, depending on what Brett Gardner does. So, yeah, right-handed hitting or right-handed pitching, the Tigers also struggle with. But, this Jake Rogers kid, Harold Castro, and then Akil Baddoo, if he's in the lineup, you know, that kid's dynamic, young talent, young prospect that I'm starting to really like and keep eyes on. Robbie Grossman, if it was a lefty, you know, he'd be hitting – probably 2 dingers, but this is a righty, so he's not as skilled against him. And again, it's Garrett Cole and the Tigers we're talking about. The Tigers, I think they're either first or second in strikeouts per game as a team. Like they strike out a crap ton. Their strikeout percentage is high. Garrett Cole's strikeout percentage is high. So under 7, I think, is a safe play.
Yeah, that's where I was leaning. Detroit is the second most strikeout team, by the way, per game.
All right. I know some things.
You know some stuff. Behind Tampa Bay, that's surprising.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. I was looking through some team stats. I know the Rangers are in the bottom 5. Arizona? No, Arizona's not down that low. I don't know. There's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is down there. Colorado.
Yeah, some kind of teams you'd expect.
Bad teams. The Royals are starting to get down there.
Yeah, they've depressed me.
All right, speaking of the Royals, let's talk about some interesting named fellows. Or interestingly named fellows. I think that'd be the proper grammar. The Royals, on the road, they score like 2.5 less runs on their own road than what they do at home. They're in Minnesota, a game of which will be safe of weather inclementation. Is that? I'm going to stop worrying about my English.
No, that's good enough.
I say, I think that even if it wasn't proper or real, it sounds cool. Kansas City, Minnesota. Kansas City's really falling off. Over under set at 9. You're getting even money on the over 9. And I, at first notion, would really like to roll that way. Chris Bubich, I love his name. Because you can take it like a few different ways.
Take it however, like, yeah.
Boob, itch, like boo, bitch, like, yeah, just so many. And living in Kansas City, when he,
I bet he's heard all of it.
Yeah, like I heard some creative ones working in the bars there in Kansas City. Randy Dobnak, the guy that has a mustache like mine, 1-3, 5.75 ERA. You remember him signing that weird contract in the middle of the offseason?
Yeah, well, I remember he had a good year last year.
He signed like, I think it was like an 8-year deal for like $10 million or $15 million or something like that. And his pay structure was so weird. But you know, this guy used to be a YouTuber, and then he got like an invite to Twins camp and he made the team.
Dobnak?
Yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's why his contract is so weird. Like, there was a point in time where his YouTube stuff, like, he made more money on YouTube than he did his baseball contract.
That's so crazy. Our world is messed up.
It is.
Yeah. What a back-ass for society.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yep.
So, also, I do like the Royals as heavy, heavy underdogs here. I know it's hard to back them on the road. They don't score a ton of runs. But just in this spot, Dobnak, you know, he got his money. He hasn't really done much. He hasn't been healthy. He's got a high ERA. His peripherals are pretty bad. He walks a lot of guys. Royals are decent about getting on base with walks. The Royals just leave so many runners on base. I guarantee that they're top three, without looking at anything, they're top three in runners left on base and in scoring position. I guarantee they're top three in the league on that. But heavy, heavy underdog here, and I think that they can get it done. The Twins, they're not doing it for me this year. Against lefties, you know, they do have some guys that crush lefties, and Nelly Cruz and Josh Donaldson. This Ref Schneider kid, I guess he hits 538 against lefties. He doesn't get a lot of at-bats. He's not an everyday guy, so his numbers might be inflated. 400 is his average. But Garlic, he hits 318 against lefties. So if the Royals can just get some guys across, they should win this game. Because the Twins are, you know, equally as bad as the Royals are. And I think if Merrifield can do something about it, he's had some success against the Twins in the past. So if he gets them going, look for Carlos Santana to maybe help out. And then a couple of other guys for the Royals.
How did the Twins get this bad?
It happened quickly.
It's so weird. I remember that hype was all about them over the offseason. It's kind of the AL Central in general. A lot of people like the White Sox and the Twins.
And we were, you and, or in our preview article, well, we were pretty low on the Twins, weren't we?
Oh.
I mean, I know I was.
I can't remember.
Because I knew their aging hitting and aging pitching was going to be a severe issue.
Yeah, they were trying to go more on base. They're trying to do less power, more on base kind of money ball thing. And yeah. It's clearly not working.
It's not. It is not. Who's there? Rocco Baldelli? Is that their manager?
Yeah, Rocco Baldelli, yeah. This Bubich kid has the weirdest Statcast page I've seen in a while.
How many do you have his game started in front of him?
Yeah, two.
In front of you? Two?
Yeah.
I was sad. I couldn't remember if it was three or.
No, I mean, he's been good. I haven't actually watched him pitch. So everything I'm thinking about him is going off the Statcast page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. He strikes out nobody. He walks nobody. Nobody misses. Like, people, if they swing at his pitches, they're going to hit it. But his numbers are great. Like, he's pretty BABIP dependent, but nothing he throws is getting hit hard. He must have some good movement.
Yeah, just
good movement on his pitches. Must be.
Mixes in fly balls and ground balls.
It's weird. He's got a weird, heavy ground ball pitcher. For sure. 51.6% ground balls.
Little mini Dallas Keuchel.
Yep, little mini Keuchel. God, what a weird Statcast page this is.
I have never really looked into his that deeply. Didn't know it was like that.
His weak contact percentage is less than 2%.
What?
So people are pounding it into
the
ground. What
about the barreling, though? You got his barrel percentage there?
Somewhere. No, I'm kind of lost. I've changed too many things.
rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I can get it right. I know exactly where it's at. This is the kind of stuff that y'all were going to get on today's show, y'all.
It's just crazy. I've never seen a page like this.
Mine's loading. Let's see what his barrel percentage is. Chris Bubich, 4.7%. So 4. People 7? Are hitting it hard. But
they're hitting it into the ground.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. 45.3 topped percentage.
Yeah, because barrel, you have to have a launch angle, right?
Yes, and exit velocity.
Yeah, it's exit velocity and launch angle. So no one's getting that launch angle. They're all hitting it straight into the ground.
What's the exit velocity? 87.6. Yeah.
That is weird. Weird, man.
So crazy. And yeah, like expected slugging, expected WOBA, it's all low.
Mm-hmm. But he walks nobody. He walks everybody. I'm sorry. Yeah, he walks a lot of people.
Walks everybody and strikes out nobody. Dobnak. I said he walked guys. He doesn't. He's got a 5.7 walk rate. But he's right there at 18.2 with Chris Bubich's 18.3K percentage.
I wonder if the Twins walk much.
Dude, Dobnak has a 5.18 expected slugging. 60.6 hard hit rate.
Wow. 50? Wait, what?
60.6.
What? 60%?
Yeah, but only a 6.1 barrel percentage.
Weird.
So he's got movement too.
Control F. I cannot find Minnesota.
50% topped percentage. Yeah. People hit his stuff into the ground.
Weird. So I guess pick whichever team has a better defensive infield. Which I don't know because I don't.
I would. The Royals are pretty. So, I mean, they got Hanser Alberto at third that they can play there. They got Witt, solid second baseman. Nicky Lopez has a lot of range.
Yeah, they got a fast infield for sure.
Then you got Carlos Santana, solid veteran first baseman. Yeah, that's a decent infield. And then, you know, they brought Hanser Alberto over to shore up their defensive infield. Mm.
And you're saying you like the Royals in this one?
Yeah, and I might even look at Royals team total also to get me a three-piece nuggie meal on this game.
Man, those have been killing me lately. I got to stop doing those.
I know. I should too, but you know what?
You miss one, you miss them all.
Yeah. Or you try to get contrarian with it, and you just try to do this like really weird stuff, And you're just like, well, if this happens, and then this.
I know. Yeah, I do that all the time.
And then I look like a genius.
Yeah, I lost 3 units on the Astros the other day.
I did the same with two Rangers plays last night. Yeah. The Astros, was it the game that when they lost against the Rangers?
No, when they lost to the Dodgers, that first Dodgers game.
First game. Yeah. Let me look at the team total for. No, I can't do the team total because they're on the road. They do not score runs on the road.
Yeah, they don't score runs on the road.
No, I'm not doing it. I
think we put a lot of work into a stay away game.
Well, it's not a stay away game for me.
Well, not for you.
Yeah.
And the rest of Oklahoma.
Kansas City, Minnesota. Give me the over. Kansas City wins.
Ooh, the over. That's a bold call.
It's even money.
Yeah.
And if anything, Minnesota scores a crap ton of runs.
Okay, yeah. I was leaning under on this one, but I don't like any of it. I'm not doing anything.
That's what I'm here for. Be real brief with Toronto, Cleveland. You said there's heavy rain expected here. Hyun-Jin Ryu and another guy making a debut. Eli Morgan, the righty. Ryu on the road. I wish I was more familiar with his splits there, so I'm not going to try to blow any steam up anything. But this is ultimately probably a stay-away game for me. I've been doing pretty decent with Cleveland's unders and such. So if anything, I might look at a first five under because Cleveland's offense is bad. The, you know, possible light rain, it's supposed to be drizzling. 22-mile-per-hour wind. Holy crap, man.
Some Oklahoman wind, right?
Yeah. 22 miles per hour. We had 17 in another ball game. We got 22 here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were getting 60 last night.
Our country's going to hell.
Oh, dude, it's been there. It's been there. No, I'm
kidding. I'm just talking weather this time. No.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, we weren't getting
it's not a political podcast.
Oh, okay. We'd probably have to add another tag or genre piece to the podcast on that.
I will not be on that episode.
That'd be a solo show, guys.
Yeah, is this Eli Morgan kid, though?
I don't know. I've heard his name. Like, he was deep on their prospect list coming into this year. I remember thinking about putting him on the preview, but, you know, they had other guys, Tristan McKenzie, namely.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He pitched at Gonzaga.
He pitched at Gonzaga. Huh.
Yeah. I like that.
Might be the only player active in the MLB that played at Gonzaga.
No, there's one other guy. My little tangent here. My wife's cousin's husband used to pitch for Gonzaga, and there's some other player I forget who he pitched with. He always points him out every time he's pitching.
Heck yeah.
He's a fairly big name too. I just can't think of it.
Now that you say that, I'm trying to think of who that guy is too, because it sounds familiar.
No, it's a fairly medium name in MLB. I just can't think of it.
Morgan? Gonzaga. It's a cool place.
Yeah, I've never been up there, which is weird because I'm pretty close to it.
Man, I miss college basketball.
I know. Timmy's coming back.
Yeah, I saw that.
I hate that kid. His antics are so annoying.
He's pretty good at
hooping. No, he's good. But his antics are so annoying.
I'm trying to decide which way I want to take this.
I don't like betting on people's debuts.
Yeah. But it seems like we have so many in a card every day now.
Yeah. I mean, that's two today, right? I think.
Yeah. Actually, I did yesterday on that Alec. What was his name?
Oh, yeah.
The Rays, or not Rays, the Blue Jays pitcher. He was pitching against Domingo Germán, and I had the under in that game, and that hit. So, just most recently speaking, selfishly on what I've done, it's kind of like, we gotta do them now. And I've been stepping into the double headers a little. I've won a couple on double header plays. So it's like starting to become so heavily involved in each card. It's kind of hard to get around some of these.
Yeah, I just feel like you have to know their mental states.
Sure.
Because every prospect when they come up, they're different.
Like which one has more moxie?
Yeah, which one isn't nervous? Which one's going to rise to the occasion? Which one?
Or maybe we just look at what's around him, what they've got built, you know, like defensive infield, veterans, guys within that rotation or pitching staff, coaching staff, like mm-hmm. continuity. I think maybe that plays it. All those variables, I think, funnel into a pitcher's debut mindset and all that comfortability.
Yeah. And I wonder, Alec Manoah, by the way.
Manoah, thank you.
Yeah, that's driving me crazy.
I knew it was spelled weird. It was A-L-E-K. Like I had that visualized.
And yeah, the first couple times I heard his name, I was thinking it was the Manoah guy from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, Manoah. Mm-hmm. Did you imagine? Oh, my gosh. Watch. These two guys are going to pitch against each other, Manoah and Manoah.
Yep. And you're gonna stumble over it.
I got it now, though. I can say Manoah left and right.
Yep, you sure can.
Manoah, Manoah. You know about Manoah?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good pitcher. I was impressed. I actually watched that game, and he out-dueled Germain. I thought Germain was going to maybe pitch the full, you know, shortened game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, both pitchers did well. It kind of played out how I was hoping. Still a losing effort overall in the wager pass plays yesterday, but there were some really bright spots and some close winners, and I think we might get lucky tonight. A's. It's a A-salt. I don't know. Anaheim, Oakland. I'm referring to the Angels as Anna. I'm going to be the guy that calls them Anaheim.
Yeah.
Shohei, this was supposed to be yesterday, and I blame losing a bet on the wager pass on this now concurrent event. Shohei was supposed to start last night. I was on the over in that game. Shohei Ohtani starts, I noticed, usually feature a crap ton of offense and early offense, even though his ERA is low. And then now he's pitching against Sean Manaea. Last night he was pitching against Bassett. Manaea's last couple starts, he's trending towards bottom percentiles. He's been pretty bad the last couple times out. I still think that the over is in play. And I made this point in the write-up yesterday that with Trout out, I think Vegas and the other odds makers are just being super timid, and they're setting very low numbers, and they're forgetting about some of these other guys. I mean, Upton's having a great year. Walsh, don't forget about him. Rendon's starting to slash and slug. So I think we have a good spot at some diluted numbers to take the over on. And like I said, I have no doubt that last night over the hit would have hit with Ohtani pitching. So today with trending down Manaea, I feel even better about it. So over 7.5 for me.
Yeah, I love the pieces of the Angels, but they just haven't been good. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like even, I mean, you turn down the lineup, David Fletcher, even, you know, I don't think you mentioned he's an on-base machine.
Yes.
I love this offense, and they have decent pitching. They're not bad.
Yeah, their bullpen needs some shoring up.
Yeah, so I don't know why they're so bad. It's frustrating because I actually kind of like the Angels. I've always been a low-key fan of the Angels. I've always wanted them to be good, and they just refuse to.
This Ligaris kid for them also, he's hitting .389 against lefties. So, and then they also got that Gosselin guy from the Phillies. So they're inserting him into the lineup. It's projecting him to be in the lineup today. So look for him to maybe be a little adrenaline boost.
Yeah, Angels do not hit lefties super well, though. That's only fair.
Walsh gets a down tick. But, you know, they're getting a struggling Manaea. And, Ohtani and Walsh, both over 900 on OPS. So if they can just be business as normal, as usual, in that regard, maybe some other guys can step up.
So yeah, I have a thought here for you. Manai's last game was against Angels 5 days ago.
Who was it?
He went five innings, one earned run.
Damn.
In most sports, I would, you know, play the opposite, you know, the revenge angle, bounce back. But baseball, I think, is just different in that manner.
Yeah. Like, so when you have a lock in, you have a lock in.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think about that kind of angle?
That is an interesting angle. And it's something that I think gives me a little discomfort whenever I am handicapping games. And now that I've learned about that in this specific matchup, makes me feel a little more uneasy, you know? And it's the thing that I will probably ignore and still place the bet. And then okay. If the bet loses, blame it.
Okay. I like that.
But yeah, that's a really interesting thing to think about, considering the psychology of us as people and like as how we sports bet or change our, you know, thinkings and whatever, you know?
I just don't think it's as apparent in baseball.
Yeah.
Just because it takes nine guys that have that mentality to win or whatever.
Right, right. To me, it's still a super low number for a team with a bullpen like the Angels. So hard for me to root for less offense in this one. And the A's at home, the overs are just flying out. So yeah, I know last night was really bad, but you know, what was that? Sorry.
The A's don't even have a good bullpen either.
They don't. And they allow a lot of runs at home.
Yeah. You've talked me into this over here.
7.5 is low and it's the Mike Trout effect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be brief on St. Louis and Arizona. It went from St. Louis being -110 to +115. I think we had a pitching change here. Oviedo, the righty with a 5.75 ERA, is now pitching for the Cardinals. I believe it was someone else earlier, if I remember right. But we got Mad Bum, 4-4 with his 4.53 ERA. His peripherals have come down. He's actually putting together some performances that look more like his old self. And this is a really weird game that I probably will have nothing at all to play on, even though it is not going to be affected by weather and it's a dome. That weird line flip was kind of off-putting. Why are the Cardinals the underdog against? Oh, yeah. Nope, never mind. Nope, never mind. Why are the Cardinals the underdog against the Diamondbacks?
I don't know. They're not even very good on the road. It's got to be because Oviedo's not super good.
I mean, he's not.
And Bumgarner, I think, has turned it around a little bit. He's kind of shoved in all of our faces.
Yes.
I mean, Oviedo, he's had, what, 4 starts this year? And he's given up no less than 3 earned runs each game. 3-3-4-3.
The Cardinals on the road, 12-12. But the Diamondbacks is a home team. They're only 9-12. So they're 0-10 in their last 10.
Arizona's lost 10 in a row. When did that happen?
It happened quick.
They've lost at least 10 in a row.
Man. I think
it's funny how fast baseball changes.
It is super fast. I mean, like, the Cards is an underdog. Are you serious? Like, ugh. I had them winning last night. I mean, they're a little more of a favorite, but it was -125, so it was like a quarter juice. But they shifted from the favorite to an underdog for a reason.
And you're trying to figure out what that reason is?
Yeah, and it's bothering me so much. Like, I'm not seeing any guys, major guys, ruled out.
I mean, neither of these teams really have major guys except for Cardinals third baseman Arenado.
Yeah, but they have important guys. They do have important, like David Peralta and Edwin Escobar for the Diamondbacks. That makes a big difference. Tommy Edman and Tyler O'Neill. You know, if those guys are in versus out. Yeah, I don't know. This is bugging me. Versus lefties, Yadi hits 444. Arenado hits 364. Carlson, Daniel Carson, Carlson, wow, 344. And I'm seeing lots of 8 and 9 and 700 OPSs throughout this whole Cardinals lineup. I'm going to have to play the Cards as an underdog.
Yeah, I like that. Bumgarner's been better at home. Nothing exciting, though. 3.780 ERA at home. Something on the road.
Just don't be terrible, Johan Oviedo.
Yeah, just don't be terrible.
Just don't be horrible. Like, just come on, man. We can do this. We believe in you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what.
That is weird. It's freaking me out a little bit.
I understand.
But I'm still playing it. Cardinals plus 115.
I like it.
Odd. And then I would maybe even look at under 9.5.
Yes, just because, that's where I was leaning as well.
Yeah, inefficient offenses. So
probably with you there on the Cardinals.
Do like a little, I might mess around and do a same game parlay on that. Just have a little extra fun. Like just to see. Like
I like that.
$3 to $5. Like whatever, like adjust that accordingly. If you want to be the guy that spends $100 on it, go for it. But you know, like
yeah, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah. Me, not so much.
No,
I'm too high volume. Like I am. I can't be throwing that kind of stuff out.
Yeah, I'm too high volume and too poor.
We'll call it for what it is. I'm just looking at the Savant page for this matchup real quick. I want to see if there's anything that sticks out. Some really nice exit velocities for the Cards. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 batters over 90. Yadi at 89.9. Dylan Carlson. I was wrong on his name twice. Dylan Carlson. 89.2. And hard hit percentages. They got some successful guys as well. Not a lot of blue, which is good. Expected batting average, you know, the top six guys are in the red for them. So that's good. Barrel percentage, they got a lot of guys barreling the ball up right now. I'm trying to figure out why they are so dogged right now.
You know what it is? Happens in the NBA. The mob puts a lot of money on one side. Yeah. Line changes, and they put a crap load of money on the other side.
Yeah, it's the baseball mob.
Now we have the baseball mob.
Well, I don't know which mob of the side or side of the mob that I'm in or on, but I'm going to take advantage of that swing. And maybe it's a narrative. Maybe people are like, there's no way the Arizona Diamondbacks or the Arizona Cardinals the Arizona Diamondbacks lose 11 in a row with Madison Bumgarner on the mound. There's no way.
No, I watched the Mariners lose 20 whatever in a row a couple years ago when Felix was at his prime. So believe me, it can happen.
It can happen. Yeah, so Cardinals, underdog. Took a long time for me to say that. Speaking of the Mariners, you want to talk about this Texas-Seattle game?
Yeah, Texas, I kind of like it.
Chapped my cheeks last night, both of them. I went 0-for-3 in the Texas picks last night. So let's hear your opinion, and you try to coerce me through this.
I wish I had talked to you about yesterday's game because I was actually on the Mariners side. I didn't post it. I almost did on a wager pass, but I just kind of stayed away from it.
You could have saved me some hardships.
I could have, because then this morning I was doing some business and I was listening to your podcast from yesterday and I heard you talking about the Rangers. And I was shaking my head at you.
Well,
initially I wanted to back the Mariners, but Justice Sheffield just hasn't been as good as I thought he was. I thought he was turning it around, but he just hasn't. So I was kind of It's turned into a stay away game today, has been.
Well, you look at both these high ERAs. The yep. Rangers do have a lot more success against lefties. You know, they got guys like Chesler Cuthbert and David Dahl, Joey Gallo. You know, he seems to only come out of his shell to hit lefties. And 8.5, I'm looking at this total. But, you know, y'all still have a decent bullpen. And Texas, I've had issues with getting their totals correct this season, if I am not mistaken. Let me pull up some performance notes here. 46%, 11-13. I'm 8-10. I got 4 pushes against myself. Freaking picking Mariners.
Too many pushes in baseball. Too many pushes in baseball.
8-10-4 on Mariners totals. Wow.
You know, I was actually looking at the props for it because Nick Solak hits lefties very well.
Solak wax lefties.
There you go.
Solak.
And against Justice Sheffield, he's 5-9 in their past. But there isn't a total basis prop bet for him.
Lineups aren't locked, so that
yeah.
So we could look at that. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, hits, run, and RBIs. I thought I saw it earlier. Oh, yeah, 2 is only -114.
Nice.
I don't think hits that's runs. Quite enough. Do you think that's yeah. enough? -114 for 2?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
I don't know if that's hits, enough for
runs,
me.
RBIs. If he can, like, if he walks, like, does just Sheffield walk, guys? That's
yes.
What's his whip?
He's middle.
If he's gonna have control issues, which I think
his whip is 1.57.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's I was hoping it would be at least 1.5.
Yeah, and Sheffield, he doesn't strike out anybody, and he's pretty middling when it comes to walking.
The Rangers need to score runs on the road. They wasted all that good performance against the Astros.
Yeah, they put everything they had into that one, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, the Rangers actually are 14-10-1 on the road to the over. But look at the Mariners numbers. Holy crap. They are 7-14 with 2 pushes. 14 unders.
Hey, don't they suck?
They just
didn't don't. I try telling you at the beginning of the season they suck?
Yeah, I mean you did.
Yeah, the good thing about the Nick Solak prop bet is he doesn't walk a lot and he doesn't strike out a lot, so he gives you a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than taking a prop bet and a guy just walks.
Yeah. I think, like, depending on numbers, and we'll see him start coming out more as stuff locks, but, like, doing, like, at least some at-least bets on some of these Ranger hitters could be something that I would be looking at.
Yeah.
So I think we have some different stuff that we could look at in this. I would initially look at the over just because Lyles has been pretty terrible.
And yeah, but that implies the Mariners can score more than 3 or 4 runs.
Yeah.
Which it's a hard sell.
It is. But I think you'd be a little more at ease if you look at Jordan Lyles' stuff.
Yeah, you would think, but I'm not. Yeah, the Mariners scored 5 runs last night. The last time they scored 5, scroll, was May 15th. So 2 weeks ago was the last time they scored 5 before yesterday.
That is a long time. Well, nothing official. But
yeah, I'm going to wait for Nick Solak's prop to come out.
Texas burnt my heart last night, but, you know, got to keep running into that wall until something else happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, Los Angeles, the Dodgers. I'm not really feeling this game. I'm not. I'm going to be a little meh. Like it's Desclafani. It's Walker Buehler. And I don't know. Desclafani's been good. He's been a little rough as of late on the road. I don't know how much I believe in him, even though it's in the same state. A lot of pieces missing for the Dodgers, in and out. Giants, Brandon Belt just hit the shelf. So the Giants are a huge underdog. -210 favorite for the Dodgers. That's very disrespectful considering the Giants have 30 wins on the year.
Yeah,
they've had a pretty easy schedule. I mean, I will say, but like they've won the games they should have. But this is a huge underdog, and they only lost by a run last night.
Yeah, I think the Giants are coming down to earth a little bit. That is way too much. Plus 175. If you want to put a half unit on that, I would totally.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't blame you at all. I don't think it's going to hit. I think the Dodgers are finally starting to get their ass back in order.
Yeah.
I think the Giants are going to kind of start to squander a little bit.
And the Giants have a hard time scoring runs. Bueller, I think, has had some really good success against them so far this season. I don't remember right off the top of my head his stats against them or his starts or whatever. But yeah,
this Giants offense in the past against Bueller, not just this year, they have a 252 WOBA.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is very low.
He's a good in-division pitcher. So really not looking forward. That starts at 9:10 tonight. So we'll have some baseball viewing leisure pleasure. But, like, you know, other than that, I'm not looking to, you know, wouldn't be shocked if it was a 1-0 game, a 2-4 game, a 4-3 game, a 8-9 game, like, or somehow a blowout if one team generates something. There's so many different probable outcomes that I could see coming from this that it makes me feel too uncomfortable to place a bet on. Last night on Tally Site, I hit the Giants spread play run line. So right now it's +1.5, -2.5. That could maybe be in play. But again, it's not something that I'm running to go place a wager on.
Yeah, I don't feel, especially the rival. I don't like playing these rivalry games
because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like they don't go to the numbers as much as they should.
Yeah,
and they're more. There's a lot more. Whatever that word is, fluctuation. I don't know.
Yeah, not feeling that game. And another little live update on the Red Stockings and the Cubbies. Top of the fourth, one out, one on, 0-0 score.
Yep, that under's looking pretty.
Cincinnati unders when they're on the road. I've learned that that's probably the route to take.
yeah, they've been bad. Your boy's up, though.
What's up?
Your boy's up, Jesse Winker.
Oh, hey. We don't want a winker dinker right here, though.
I don't care. I didn't put anything on it.
Yeah. I just got my heart on it.
That wind's blowing good, though.
It is. No winker dinkers today.
No, probably not.
I'm going to glaze over this college baseball stuff because I've mentioned it twice throughout the week on the shows that I was going to do some light brushing. And then, you know, I waited till Friday to do it. See how these conference tournaments played out, see how everything panned out, and just want to talk about some final results from today so far. Not sure how many of you guys are really into the college baseball stuff, but the regionals and the super regionals, Blake and I was talking offline, very, very exciting. I mean, I'm scrolling through a scoreboard right now, and I'm looking at like 100+ games. I mean, there are so many games. So, starting off, might as well, you know, with a big conference, right? You know, Tennessee, Alabama, number 4 Tennessee in the country. Top of the SEC, they routed Bama 11-0. They had to call it at 7 innings. This is the SEC tournament. Obviously, they're getting everything squared up and settled in for the postseason. And Tennessee looking to be very dominant. Arkansas also a very dominant team within the SEC. Those two will probably be duking it out at the end of the tournament. Then we got some Ohio Valley Conference to talk about because that's what I'm into. I love my OVC, as you know, in the college hoops. Morehead State, Murray State, this would be a phenomenal basketball matchup, and it was a great baseball matchup. Went to 13 innings, 8-7, Murray State won. And Murray State, 31-23 on the year, 18-12 in the OVC. They are looking to punch a ticket into a regional. Whatever OVC teams get into this college baseball tournament, I think that they could definitely get a win within group play. So looking forward to that. Dallas Baptist is always a team to look out for. You know, they're always a smaller school that always wins 30 to 40 games. They're going to be, you know, a host site probably as far as a regional goes. They're the Missouri Valley Conference favorite, and they're just very, very hard to beat. They've always had very dominant pitching. Last 8 years, it's just really solid defense and really solid pitching from what I've seen out of this Dallas Baptist team, and they're exciting. Look for them once some regionals get set. And then some Big 12, TCU and Texas Tech. And this is getting played here at the Chickasha Bricktown Ballpark here in OKC. And the Big 12 was able to get Texas Tech and TCU in bright and early this morning because the tornado-like weather from last night screwed stuff up. And TCU won 7-2. Texas Tech actually probably a little bit more of a better team, more well-rounded pitching. But we've seen TCU have some really great success over the last 3 years within these postseason runs. Super regionals, Big 12, they've not really been able to break through in the last couple years. So, and then lastly, on the final results currently, I just want to throw out a big old shout out to Liberty because they've been doing it in football, they've been doing it in basketball, and Liberty is doing it in baseball. I'm telling you, that athletic director hire was phenomenal, and the Liberty Flames won 6-0 today. And they are looking to go through that Atlantic Sun Conference tournament with ease, get into a regional, and make some noise. I'm going to be looking out for Liberty also. They're very, very fun to watch. And hey, Blake, we were talking about Gonzaga baseball earlier. They're number 18 in the country today. They play San Diego at 9 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, they've been good at baseball for a while.
A long time. Like a very consistent, you know, just nice program. They went 20-5 in the West Coast Conference this year. San Diego got 30 wins, though. San Diego is a pretty decent baseball club.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if Gonzaga had a football team, how they would fare.
You know, that would be really cool to see. It was like when Villanova had one. Or
yeah.
I think they might have dropped their football, but they were always Division II or FCS or – but, yeah, no. A cool Gonzaga Bulldog football helmet, I think that would look really, really
good. That would sell.
Like, I think they could have some sick uniforms.
Yeah.
Like just that subtle red, white, and blue. It's kind of like what Liberty's got going on. So – I am stoked for collegiate sports of all likeliness. And talked about the bill that's on the floor yesterday on a solo show. But, yeah, breaking news on that is we got phenomenal news for the college athletes that, you know, they can start being a part of unions and they can start making money while being technical employees of the universities.
Yeah, that's about time.
I'm curious to see what happens as far as gambling, like just the transfers. It's a miniature NBA now for college basketball. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to change the dynamics. I wonder if the basketball players, the kids who are skipping college, go overseas for a year. I wonder if that's what finally pushed them over.
That was the notion of those folks doing that. You know, that was the nudge that they were trying to create, which makes total sense. I mean, it, like you said, it's about time.
Yep, it is.
I want to talk. I'll throw a couple of these live games that are going on right now, just within college baseball, that are going to have, you know, effects on some of these conference tournaments. Looks like Kansas State might be knocking Texas Tech out of the Big 12 tournament. Kansas State, unranked, currently looking to knock out number 5 Texas Tech. If they lose, it's double elimination. Kansas State up 7-1 right now in the bottom of the fourth, but Texas Tech's got the bases loaded. So look for that to, you know, what I've noticed is teams will be down huge in college baseball, and these kids are young, you know, so a lot of errors and a lot of, you know, stuff that shouldn't happen in college ball that does happen. So That's what I find enjoyable, is like the swings on these games are so big. No one's ever out of it. And it's just a ton of excitement. And yeah, so that's probably the biggest one going on right now, that Texas Tech might be getting knocked out as the number five team. Like, they'll still make the postseason and host a regional, obviously, but definitely won't be winning their conference tournament. And then the Mountain West, since you're a Mountain West boy, Fresno State Air Force currently in a game right now, 7-3. Fresno State's up and looking to complete a little bit of an upset. Top of the fifth, 2-1, two out, runners at second and third. Looking for some awesome conference representation from all parts.
Yeah, can't wait. Mountain West has actually been okay in baseball.
Huh?
I know. Mountain West is actually okay in baseball.
Yeah, they have some, you know, they don't, I was looking through some rankings and stuff. They got some folks that have had some really good success this year.
Didn't San Diego State win it all 5 years ago or something?
San Diego State's always the staple there. I can't remember the results of them winning or what. How about this, though? San Jose State, 6-26 as a baseball team.
Ugh.
That's bad. San Jose Gross. State's bad. And, like, they're having a lot more new football success, but their basketball and their baseball programs, eek. Not good. So, well, folks, we gave y'all lots of tangents. Talked about college baseball. Not a lot of normal stuff today. You know, we just kind of went with it with all the rain and the MLB card. And we do have some really good plays to look forward to. I would definitely say so. We got a weekend moving forward. And we got a chance to have a good day, make some money. And learn, you know, we get a chance to get more data here. So that's what it's all about. Blake, did you want to throw some nice little self-promo out there or anything else?
No, I'm on the free play today for day three.
Yeah, going for three.
I'm excited to get to join that threesome party.
Yeah. start a new one because that was a while ago.
I know. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah. The free play, you can find it. Blake will be tweeting it out, obviously, at Blake LaWatch, and then through our at Hootball Gaming page. Do you know where you're leaning on that today?
I had a couple. I kind of forget them at the moment. I was initially thinking the Mariners. I talked myself out of that. I was thinking the Orioles. I think that's going to get rained out.
Yeah. So stay tuned, y'all. Y'all got to make sure to check us out.
What was that game you talked me into earlier? Oh, the Astros. Was that it? Yeah.
Think you might roll with that.
Might roll with the Astros.
The run line? Or was, is that what the...
Wasn't the money line like -110 or something?
Was it 125?
See, we're already forgetting, aren't we?
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out.
Yeah. So make sure to check us out there. That's where you're going to get that information. And yeah, lots more. So he's Blake. I'm Devin at DALE007 on Twitter. And make sure you go to hoop-ball.com, get a wager pass, $9.99 a month, 33 cents or less a day, which is less than a latte, and a lot of other stuff, actually. So make sure to get some value, get some conviction. It's what we do here. Make sure to have a great weekend. Be safe, be kind, and sending you all of my positive vibes, all of my positive energies. And Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.